Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey gang, thanks for listening to Marriage Therapy Radio. I'm Zach, I'm here with Laura. Today we're talking about purpose and what does it mean for a couple to have a unique purpose that kind of wakes them up in the morning and gets them excited. I think there are a ton of really cool ideas out there. My favorite one though is to be for something, not just against something. It's a cool conversation. I think you'll enjoy it. Stick around.
Got your water?
Yep, I got my water.
Can I just check back with you? Do you remember when you went in for it to figure out what's going on with your esophagus and why you were sort of like coughing a lot? What happened with that?
Inconclusive. Yeah. I got a prescription for like Prilosec or something and I took it for a while and it cleared up a little bit, but mostly I just have this like thick throat, I guess. I don't know. Or esophagus.
Darn you and that thick throat.
I know. I don't know, man. It was weird. I didn't enjoy that experience, and I certainly didn't enjoy having it be inconclusive.
Yeah. Well, did I tell you, I mean, we're talking about health issues. I went in for a lot of like, just, I had really low energy and I went in, I got some blood work done and then I had a poo sample and then I had my adrenals tested, blah, blah, blah. And I've been on all of these vitamins and I can tell you that I haven't had a cup of coffee in the middle of the day. I haven't taken a nap in the middle of the day. And when my son wakes me up at like 3 a.m, I think it's time to wake up. I'm like, oh, it must be time to wake up. So at least I've solved my problem on my end, you know, in case you were wondering.
Because by giving up coffee?
No, I didn't give up coffee at all. No.
I don't understand.
Because I was deficient. I had a bunch of So I was iron deficient and I had a parasite. I might still have a parasite. Yeah. Yeah.
So now you're taking supplements or something?
Yeah. I have a whole bunch of supplements that I take. Right. And cool. I know that you probably don't want to hear this, but I have very regular expulsions.
Yeah, that's right. Regular is good.
Yeah, it is good. I'm not afraid to talk about poo.
You're probably too young for this, but there was a thing. Oh my God. What was it called? I don't know. It was like a laxative, but it was about it. Its initials were something like DM or something. And it was like, take a DM and a PM for a BM and the AM. Was there like there?
That is too old
their
for
logo.
Me.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. So like I said, inconclusive.
Bummer.
But I'm glad that you're feeling better. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. How did your water thing?
It went great. Yeah. I don't drink Diet Coke at all anymore.
That's nuts. I'm just really curious.
Unless I put bourbon in it. Sometimes I will.
Wait, so you're back to drinking? Drinking alcohol, yeah, but not drinking soda.
Basically, I'm down to water, bourbon, and beer. And sometimes I'll have milk in my cereal.
Okay. All right. Did you finish? Because you were going for how many days of just water?
21.
Did you make it?
I there was 3 weeks. Yep.
Are you lying to me right now?
I'm just saying 21 days did pass and I did prioritize drinking water during that time.
How long did you make it cold turkey?
Of the 21 days, I made 14 total.
Okay.
So there were 7 days inside the 21 that I cracked.
Okay.
But not bad. Well, not too bad. I mean, it was
not too bad. I mean, technically you would still get like a D because it's, yeah. Right? Is that a D? A C?
When I was in high school, do you know that my high school had the toughest grading scale in the country? A 95 to 100 was an A.
Yeah. And then
usually like 89 to a 94, 87 to a 94 was a B.
Uh-huh. Oh, wait. So 81, did you not get an A minus?
Eighty-one to ninety-four was a B. 81 to 87 was a C, and an 80 was a D.
Woof. That's tough. That's tough. I would not have passed. I was just telling my little sisters that my first quarter in college, undergrad, I got a 2.78. I came out of high school so totally unprepared for college, and I'm a good student.
That's cool.
And then I got into my major and started studying sociology and psychology and communications, all the stuff I enjoyed, and I got straight A's. But this is just the least interesting things about us.
Speaking of sociology and psychology and stuff, maybe we should talk about that today.
Okay. Before we get into that, I do want to tell you, I started reading a very cool book. Have you heard of The Blue Zones?
No.
I'll tell you more about it, but that is the book that I'm reading right now, and I'm pretty excited about it. And the reason why I wanted to talk about what we're talking about today, which is having purpose,
sure,
and sort of like greater meaning and purpose in your relationship, is that it comes from this book that I'm reading, which is talking about the happiest people and the happiest places in the world. So I think it's like Singapore, okay, Denmark, and Costa Rica are three countries, three specific areas in the world where people score highest on happy factors. And one of the very specific factors is having purpose, waking up with purpose in your day. And I thought it'd be interesting to talk about it. And that's kind of why, that's my segue, is that I started reading this book. And we teach about this with our couples, having purpose in the relationship, greater purpose or greater meaning. But I think it's kind of interesting to just talk about in general for a human being to have a greater purpose.
Yeah. Okay. So, I think that's right. And when I have couples come into my office, generally the first session, I want to figure out like, what is the purpose? What is their purpose? Not just for therapy, but in general. And I told you about the dirty trick I play on them.
No.
I find out if they have kids, and then I say, in about 15 years, your kids are going to be on some therapist's couch, and the therapist is going to say, tell me about your parents. Mm-hmm. What was their relationship like? What was it like growing up in their house? And they all start to freak out a little bit, because if they imagine what their kid is actually going to say, they're probably, at least in my office, not super duper proud of it. I said, but now you actually have an opportunity to shape what comes out of their mouth. And I make them write it down. I say 250 words. Like, it's going to happen. Like, what are the words that come out of your kid's mouth? And that actually is their purpose. It becomes their purpose. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm. But what happens if somebody doesn't have children? Because
then I say this. That's easy. It's easy. It's easy. Then I say, you're going to be at your 50th anniversary party, and some dude is going to stand up and say, let me tell you about these two and how amazing they are. Let me tell you about their relationship. So you don't have to like have kids to have this thing, because some dude is going to stand up and say, let me tell you about these guys. And mostly it just gets you, I think it gets them out of their own sort of narrow-minded thinking and gives them something to target. Mm-hmm. Is my goal. Yeah.
Yeah. So that, I guess that's the idea of having purpose, is like, what wakes you up in the morning? Like, what, when you wake up, what are you going to do with your day? And how are you going to either have an impact or make a change or make this day worth living? And I think that I always get reminded when somebody close to me passes away, or I hear a story about somebody who, whose life ends really short. And I mean, we think of like living a good life as sort of living into your 80s. And I think about the idea of like, wow, you know, you never really know. And what are you doing with each day? And based on like, when you lay your head on your pillow, how are you going to know that like, wow, I had impact on my day. I did everything that I possibly could to make this day worth living. Mm. Like I squeezed the life out of today, and everybody's version of squeezing the life out of today is going to be different. And I think part of that is the idea of doing something every single day that has purpose. So not only do I have individual purpose of impacting couples' lives, or, you know, helping to raise my child and make him an outstanding human being, but I would hope that my relationship has purpose. And that's specifically what I'm talking about, is like, what is your purpose as a couple? What are you doing to create greater meaning in this world? Something that's bigger than yourself.
Well, are you asking me personally? Like for Rebecca and I?
Yeah. Have you figured it out?
Well, we change a little bit. I think lately our purpose is, we really want to be friends with our adult children. We don't want our kids to have holidays roll around and be like, oh, we got to go be with my parents, or they don't, or like, or kind of, you know, protecting their kids from the craziness that we created or whatever, you know? So we parent and we operate as though we want to kind of set an example of what it means to be not the coolest people we know, but the coolest parents that we can to our kids, you know? But it reminds me too, because I sometimes I'll ask couples of this when they come in, and it actually happened just yesterday, is I said, I'll usually say, and this, so sorry, when therapy goes along, there's a process where it kind of starts to get stale or boring. Have you ever noticed? Because the couples kind of, they're kind of like not really sure what to talk about, and they've kind of tamed their conflict or whatever else. And so then I usually want to say, do you remember why you came in here the first time? And they'll say, oh, because of this. And I'll say, how's that going? Yesterday I asked that question and I had forgotten the answer, but this woman said to me, we came in here because we didn't want our marriage to be like either of our parents' marriages. Mm-hmm. And then we did the thing with the, in about 10 years, your kids are going to be on a couch. Sure. Because I think this part is really dangerous, where your goal is to be unlike something.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's harder to like really create that sense of impact if you're just trying to avoid, say, pain versus pursue joy or pursue, you know, some kind of objective. So that'd be the flip side of that coin, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think of what my purpose might be, or our purpose as a family might be. And I kind of think that it revolves around what would be our core values. And
in
our
adventure, right? Like,
yeah,
in our, I've heard you say that a bunch of times.
Yeah, it's definitely around adventure. And so I guess it's every day, how do we live more adventurous lives? And I think part of it is just learning and remembering to play more often. Hmm. So little things will happen. Like when I put my head down on my pillow, I'm going to think, how did I have fun today? Like, how did I make today more playful, more adventurous? How was I curious about my environment around me? And how did I teach my son the same thing? And part of it is, you know, when we get out of preschool, there's this drive for me to just kind of go on with my day. So I go and I pick my son up from preschool and I want to go and go to the grocery store, get my stuff done. And when he says, Mom, can I play on the playground for a while? I have to just sort of lean on what is my purpose going to be today. And if my purpose is adventure, I'm like, hell yeah, play on the playground. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to play with you. Let me teach you how to shoot a few baskets. And we might be late. We might not go grocery shopping. The laundry might not get done, but I'm going to lay my head down on my pillow and I'm going to go, you know what my purpose today was? Adventure. It was not folding laundry and it was not checking the boxes of how to maintain life around me. So the reason why I wanted to talk about this is that I think we're out of touch with what our purpose might be. Mm. We might have a pretty vague understanding.
As a culture,
as individuals, we're out of touch. Mm. Like we think our purpose is to make money. So we go and we do a job that we might be disconnected to, and we spend 9 or 10 hours out of our day commuting, going to work, doing something that is just going to punch us in, punch us out, and then get us a paycheck so that we can go on and do things that we actually have passion and energy around. And then what is our purpose if it's not the thing that we do to make money? I think you and I are probably pretty fortunate in that, at least I'm assuming this is true, the part of my purpose in life is to bring people together in a healthier way. Does that make sense? So that we can break through the barriers that are keeping us from connecting. And so I get paid to do that, which is pretty great. So every hour that I spend working with people, I'm actually fulfilling bits and pieces of my purpose, my individual purpose. My individual purpose might be different from my couple purpose or my family purpose. And that's more of what I'm wanting to know is, number one, what might be your individual purpose? What wakes you up in the morning? Number two, what is the purpose that you and your partner are both chasing together? And that's going to create more meaning in the relationship, because if you're both working toward a greater goal together, that's going to deepen that relationship, keep it from being stale, give you the longevity that you're really looking for.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm into it. And it's pretty consistent too with what we understand as part of the, I guess you'd have to say the 7 principles that make marriage work, or I prefer in John's theory, kind of the sound relationship house, because at the top is this idea of creating shared meaning and making life dreams come true. But in that way, you'd have to actually have some idea about what your meaning is and what your dreams are, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But I don't disagree with you. I think especially in this culture right now, we have a lot of stuff to be against, kind of back, like, right? There's a lot of things that can make you angry or upset or frustrated or anxious. And I think it is helpful to kind of flip that over and say, but what am I going to be about? What am I going to be for? By the way, did you know that I quit Facebook?
I think I actually did know that. Do you want to know why? Because I get your notifications when somebody likes your page. Cause for a while I was like, Zach, you need to post on your Zach Brittle therapist account. And then I went to like do something and I couldn't access it. Yeah. So you quit legit.
I quit. That's awesome. It made me mad every day. And I was like, I don't want to be mad every day. I want to be
good.
I want to do other things.
That's awesome.
So anyway.
Okay, go on. So you interrupted yourself with your Facebook story.
Oh, I was just talking about how it is important, not just because you and I are talking about it today, but because couples that are thriving, they are proactively creating shared meaning. And this episode, I think, will come out before we talk to Sam, but I really like what he talked about in the future, when Sam talked about the thing that we heard today last week. This idea that it can be unusual. I mean, the shared meaning that you have, it can be atypical. It can be even non-traditional, but it still reinforces your identity as a couple, knowing that you have some kind of agreement around what's important to you.
Yeah. You know, I have a question because I want to push back a little bit on this. And that is this whole idea, this notion that your purpose, and I think your purpose can change. Like right now, we're both parents. We're in the thick of it. We're raising these people until they fly the coop. That's a phrase.
Sure.
Yeah. Fly the coop. Yeah. I think my husband pushed back on it one time and now I second guess myself. But just in case he's never listening to this, I'm right. He's wrong.
Does he not listen? Does he not listen?
He does not listen. Rebecca. I know Rebecca listens. Yeah. And you don't listen to our episodes. I listen.
Sometimes I do. When I'm curious about what I said, then I'll go back and listen to it.
Yeah. I oftentimes will go back because sometimes I don't necessarily hear you because I'm too focused on myself.
I believe that 100%.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I will tell you this. I have listened to more of our podcast since I quit Facebook.
Okay. That's one thing. So what I was saying is that maybe it's okay that your purpose as a couple, like what makes you, what brings you together, creates meaning, is kids, right? Being the best parents you possibly can be.
Yeah.
But I also want to push back on that just a little bit because eventually those kids are going to leave. And I want for couples to have something that is just the two of them, brings them back to being husband and wife or lovers or partners or husband and husband, wife and wife, whatever it might be, something that doesn't involve the kids. Greater purpose. I mean, your kids can actively be involved in your purpose because oftentimes what your purpose is as a couple, it drives the family purpose. But I want for couples to have the experience of this is just ours and it doesn't necessarily involve the fact that we're also sharing these roles as mom and dad or dad and dad.
Yeah. I'll say that to new parents all the time because particularly for new parents, their purpose is really abundantly clear, which is keep this baby alive.
Right.
And then it changes to keep this baby healthy or safe. You know, now that mine are teenagers, I'm not worried about keeping them alive or even healthy or safe. Like I'm worrying about keeping them responsible and again, mature enough to that they can enjoy a friendship with me as a grown up. But I will say to young parents too, like go ahead and start saving now for that trip you're going to take when the kids are gone, you know, so that for the next 18 years, you have this like secret stash of money that you're quietly and silent and privately building so that when they're finally gone, you can hop a plane and go to Venice or whatever it is that you want to do. Even that can be shared meaning in the midst of raising parents while the role of being a parent changes.
Yeah. I have to tell you, so bringing this back to a previous episode where I talked about setting up my son's honeypot or honey fund, whatever you want to call it. So I think he's up to like $1,800.
Did you see that lady that got mad at you?
No.
Yeah. So one lady.
What happened?
Oh, it was an email that we got about how some families are, and this is true. Some families are squeaking by. So the idea that I can just save, you know, $150 a week or whatever it is, kind of, I think it stung her a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, my fund is not going to be the same as anybody else's fund. I am in a really wonderful position where my husband is the breadwinner. And so my income, because this is a passion of mine, because working with couples is a purpose, I could not necessarily work, and that would be okay. We've set up our lives in a way where my husband has taken positions where he's going to be our breadwinner, and I'm going to be really kind of focused on raising our son, focused on him. But yeah, I would say, and the great thing about like the book, The Latte Factor, where I got this idea of skimming money. And that's basically what it is. It's just choosing not to spend money on certain things. Like your Diet Coke fund could totally go toward your fund when the girls leave the house for you and Rebecca to, you know, to go. So
you mean if I repurpose the Diet Coke I'm not drinking into savings?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I made a really big choice to do that. I had probably a pretty big home goods addiction, TJ Maxx addiction. And I just decided I was going to stop going there. And I think that it probably ends up saving me, I would say probably about a fourth of the money that I put away for my son. And then there's other choices, not going to Starbucks. That's the whole idea. The latte factor is every time you go to Starbucks, you end up spending about $4 or more if you're buying a latte on a daily basis. And that adds up. Anyway,
right on.
I didn't see that email. It probably would not have hurt my feelings at all though, but I wanted to, you know, let you know that his fund is going well.
The fund is working out. Good.
It's working out. All right. So I'm curious to know if any of you have identified either your individual purpose, and then maybe more importantly, what is your purpose as a couple? What are you all about? What are you going, well, who's going to stand up for you in 50 years at your 50th wedding anniversary and say, this is what this couple's known for, and this is what got them together and what they're doing, you know, what are they all about?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm into it. And I think more and more I'm into like hearing that people, I'm being surprised by people's ideas, you know, because mine are, like I said, ours change quite a bit. And sometimes they're simple, like generosity or hospitality. Yeah. And sometimes they're more nuanced, like being friends with your adult children, but people come up with the coolest ideas, and I'm open to hearing about them too.
I am too. Yeah. So if you want to send us your ideas, I would love to hear about it. It's info@forbetter.us, right? We still have that email address.
We do. Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure. I need to check that account more often. But yes, if you want to email us and have me check the emails 2 weeks from now, I'll go ahead and read your response. It's been a tough 3 months, but I'm just starting to figure it out. And in case you're wondering right now, I'm recording this on like the floor of my bedroom on my hands and knees. I look like a gorilla right now so that I can.
It's been fun to watch you get slowly more uncomfortable for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's because I have somebody painting my office. I converted an old nursery into my office, and it's being painted from Seahawks green into a very neutral tone. But now I'm very uncomfortable. So we're going to end this podcast.
See you later.
All right. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. In case you're curious about the book that I mentioned and you might want to read it alongside with me, because I'm just on page 40 at the moment, it's called Blue Zones. If you go to bluezones.com, you can learn more about it. Thanks so much for all of your time and energy you put toward making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.